The budget lawmakers considered last night would have funded many of the initiatives Doyle introduced in February, albeit with less money. It would have expanded health care to more low-income residents, boosted financial aid, and renewed the state's land preservation program for another decade. But it would have paid for it in part by more than $1 billion in new taxes on cigarettes, hospitals, and nursing home beds. Hudson Assembly Republican Kitty Rhodes said it would have ended up spending nearly as much as Doyle's first budget.
How is that compromising? How is that working in good faith?
The governor needed to lure at least three Assembly Republicans to vote against their leadership last night if he wanted to pass this budget. Doyle got just one Republican, Brett Davis of Oregon.
Given the nature of where we're at in this budget process, it is time for people to stand up and get this budget done. And I'm hopeful that my vote tonight sends that strong message.
Davis says when you strip away partisan rhetoric, Doyle's budget was pretty close to another one recently floated by Republicans. Both offers would have increased the cigarette tax, although by different amounts. Republican leaders have also offered to transfer $175 million out of Wisconsin's Patients Compensation Fund, as Doyle did in his budget. But all other Republicans voted against the governor's budget last night, and Doyle also lost the votes of three Assembly Democrats, including Amy Sue Vruwink.
I represent a huge medical community up in Marshfield, and when we looked at rating from the Patient Compensation Fund, which is not state money, that is not our money, it is what the doctors and physicians across Wisconsin have put in for medical malpractice, and that is their money, and I don't believe in rating that money.
For the most part, both parties stuck to their guns yesterday. Doyle's budget passed the Democratic-controlled Senate on a party-line vote, while Wauwatosa Democratic Senator Jim Sullivan told Republicans that they were being irresponsible by standing in the way.
I, for one, do not enjoy this debate. I am exhausted by it. I am embarrassed by it.
Milwaukee Democratic Senator Jeff Plaley said he heard from a variety of constituents earlier this summer, some who wanted everything in the governor's budget and some who wanted none of it.
But now the vast majority of the people, they aren't differentiating between Democrats and Republicans. They aren't differentiating between the Assembly and the Senate. It's become a pox on all your house.
The governor issued a written statement last night blaming lawmakers for creating a fiscal nightmare. Yesterday, the Department of Public Instruction told school districts that without a new budget, they couldn't bank on any new state aid. That means schools may lean on property taxpayers to make up the money. Doyle also blamed what he called extreme elements of the Republican Assembly for defeating his budget. Wauwatosa Representative Leah Vukmir said it's a phrase Doyle has used often to describe Republicans like her.
Well, I will say this. I am extremely committed to protecting the taxpayers from a state budget that grows faster than the income of our citizens.
Vukmir and 24 other Assembly Republicans have signed pledges to vote against any tax increases, and that casts some doubt as to where budget talks go next. Because while Doyle's budget may have been out of the question for those lawmakers, for many, the pledges would also mean voting against a competing budget drawn up by their own assembly speaker. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.